And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 15th of March, 2010. The 15th of March, the Ides of March. In Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, the soothsayer said, "Beware the Ides of March." It was on this day in 44 BC that Caesar was assassinated by a group of about 60 conspirators. They called themselves the Liberators. One of the leaders was Marcus Brutus, whose mother had been one of Caesar's lovers and whom Caesar helped to establish in government. It's the birthday of the novelist Ben Okri, born in Minna, Nigeria, 1959, author most recently of Starbook and Tales of Freedom. And it's the birthday of the critic and biographer Richard Ellman, born in Highland Park, Michigan, 1918. He wrote biographies of William Butler Yeats, Oscar Wilde, and James Joyce. Anthony Burgess called his biography of Joyce the greatest literary biography of the century. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sharon entitled Fields. My great-grandfather had some fields in North Carolina, and he willed those fields to his sons, and his sons willed them to their sons. So there is a 200-year-old farmhouse on that land where several generations of my family fried chicken and laughed and hung their laundry beneath the trees. There are things you know when your family has lived close to the earth, things that make magic seem likely. Dig a hole on the new of the moon, and you will have dirt to throw away, but dig one on the old of the moon, and you won't have enough to fill it back up again. I learned this trick in the backyard of childhood with my hands. If you know the way the moon pulls at everything, then you can feel it on the streets of a city where you cannot see the sky. My mother says the moon is like a man. It changes its mind every 8 days, and you plant nothing until it's risen full and high. If you plant corn when the signs are in the heart, you will get black spots in your grain. And if you meet a lover when the signs are in the feet, he will never take you dancing. When the signs are in the bowels, you must not plant or your seed will rot. And if you want to make a baby, you must undress under earth or water. I am the one in the post office who buys stamps when the signs are in air, so my mail will learn to fly. I stand in my front yard in the suburbs and wish for luck and money on the new of the moon when there are many black nights. I may walk the streets of this century and make my living in an office, but my blood is old farming blood and my true self is underground like a potato. At the opera, I will think of rainfall and vines. In my dreams, all my corn may grow short, but the ears will be full. If you kiss my forehead on a dark moon, in March I may disappear. But do not be afraid. I have taken root in my grandfather's fields. I am hanging my laundry beneath his trees." A poem entitled Fields for Henry and Irene Sproul, a poem by Faith Sharon from her collection The Owl Question, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.